best in the business is on the biggest college football station in the country. It's Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, presented by Cigna. Together all the way.
Tony Barnhart joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. I am right, Tony, correct? You do have a vote.
No, I used to have a vote, okay. but I don't anymore. I had a little disagreement with the Heisman folks, but we parted as friends. But if I had a vote, I would vote Joe Burrow 1, 2, and 3 this year, it seems
I mean, it's so Tony, I can't imagine how anybody, A, would not vote for him, but B, as Domino just said, not even have Joe Burrow in the top three.
The number's lesser now than it used to be, right, Tony? There are fewer Heisman voters?
There's always been, Chris, about 900. It's somewhere under that now, yeah.
So do you believe that, I'll give you a minute to justify why you didn't vote for Joe Burrow 1, 2, or 3, but I do believe I should be able to pull your vote because either you're just looking to be a hero, you're looking to be a standalone guy. There's no explanation.
No, you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Okay, that you couldn't. You'd have to be, as they say, living under a rock not to realize this guy's been the best player in the country. You know, maybe you're a fan guy, something, love somebody else, but no. If Joe Burrow's not in your top three, you need to do something else other than vote on the Heisman.
We're asking everybody the question. We'll ask you, Tony Barnhart, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. At Mr. CFB is where you can follow him on Twitter. Does the offensive philosophy change at all at Georgia, or do they stay the course for the most part?
Well, I think it's going to have to change some. And I don't know that they're going to go to something radical the way that LSU did, but here's the question they've got to ask themselves. Is this year's offense an aberration because the young receivers hurt them as they feared they would, or is there something fundamental? Is there something fundamental in the method of the play calling, and is there something fundamental with Jake Fromm? And so that's what they've got to decide. Is it systemic, or is it we just need to tweak and do what we're doing better?
I mean, all valid questions, and Jake Fromm, I don't think anybody, and maybe it's for the reasons you just alluded to, nobody expected this regression this year. But the bottom line is he's coming back next year, and that's the main reason why Georgia is going to be one of the top teams in college football again.
And look, we all know what Jake is capable of. We saw it. It's not like he never had the ability to complete 70% of passes in his game. And we saw it this year. I mean, Florida, he played great, 20 of 30. And so I just think Kirby Smart needs to sit down with his offensive staff and goes, guys, we just didn't have produce. Is it something that is fixable, or is it systemic? Do we have to look at the system we run?
Tony, early signing period is next week. What are you hearing from coaches? Do they like it, the change? Do they want to go back to the old format, or are they good where is that right now?
Joe, what the coaches will tell you is that early signing period in December has changed everything. Now there are no breaks. Recruiting is a 12-month-a-year business. But they'll also tell you, as much as they hate what the early signing period has done, when it's over and they've only got like 4 more to sign in February, they really like that because they can get started on the next year's class. So it's one of those things that the coaches don't really like it, but once it's done and the hay's in the barn, they got their guys, I can live with this.
Does that put the coaches, new coaches being in new places, do that put them behind the eight ball by having an early?
Joe, huge disadvantage. Huge disadvantage. It has changed everything because now if you know you're going to make a change in your head coach, man, you got to do it now. I mean, it used to be you let it play out and get to the end of the season and make – no, because when the season's over, you're only 18 days away from signing day. So that's the new – take Arkansas. Arkansas has basically given away 2 recruiting classes out of the last 3 because of the coaching changes they've made. It really changes everything.
So, Tony, think about this. We all played this game before. Who's the next college coach to win a title who doesn't have one? I want you to think about the 4 guys that are alive. When Dabo got the job, what did everybody say? This is ridiculous. Hey, that guy. What is that guy? That's a clown. People went so far as to say it was a clown show. He'll be out of the job. He's already got his 2. Nobody knew who Ryan Day was a few years ago. People forget that Lincoln Riley was at East Carolina. And Ed Orgeron, if you would have put $1,000, you say you can pick anybody in the world, Ed Orgeron wouldn't have been on your list of the top 500 guys you would have picked to win this thing. It's a pretty eclectic Final Four in that regard.
No, you're exactly right. Because where did these guys come from? And that's what's so interesting about college football is you know, if things fall into place and you hire the right coaches and you recruit at the level and you win the close games, you can be in position to win one of these. Look, hey, Bob Stoops won one in his second year. Jim Tressel won one in his second year. So it can happen if the stars kind of align.
Let's bounce around. Joe brought up some of the coaching changes. Matt Luke, a solid pickup, all things considered, losing a big-time name in Sam Pittman.
That was a great pickup for Georgia, the fact that Matt Luke was even available. Look, everybody understands that Matt Luke's one of the best offensive line coaches out there, and that's one reason he ended up getting the Ole Miss job when the time came. So, yeah. Now, Sam Pittman is not only a great offensive line coach, he is an elite recruiter. He is one of the best recruiters in all of college football. Well, you know what? Matt Luke's a really good recruiter, too. So I think all things considered, and everybody's been saying for years, man, Georgia's going to have a tough time holding on to Sam Pittman. Well, to replace that loss with a guy like Matt Luke, it gives you an indication of where the Georgia program is.
How about Lane Kiffin? How much is he going to change things at Ole Miss?
He's already done it. I mean, that scene at the airport the other night when he gets off the private jet and somebody just gives him a baby. Here, kiss a baby.
That's literally what they did. They handed him a baby.
That's exactly because they wanted the picture with the new coach. And the reception at Ole Miss for this guy, it was just – he was like a rock star. He was a conquering hero. Guy ain't even won a game for him yet.
It gives you,
if you're an Ole Miss fan, it gives you hope that things are going to get better.
You want to talk about massaging your image. I mean, that's a guy who got out in the middle of the night at Tennessee, and you go, oh, this guy can't handle it. He can't handle what we do around here in the SEC. He had to go run and hide. Now, whether that was true or not, it doesn't matter. Fast forward a few years later, and a guy's getting handed babies on a tarmac.
It's an amazing, amazing thing. And Lane, look, I'll be the first one to admit that Lane's had his issues over the years, okay, about focusing on the job at hand. And obviously Nick Saban let him go before a national championship game. So he's had his issues. But I think Lane is now 44. He's been a head coach at – this will be his fifth different place. He did great, great work at Florida Atlantic. So – I think this is the right time to be buying some Lane Kiffin stock.
So let me ask it this way, because Nick Saban, I don't know how much longer he has, and the idea that Nick is done seems a little bit ridiculous based upon what just happened.
It is.
Right. But do we believe that Lane Kiffin will actually go after staff? Does he have a chance to grab some staff, specifically off the Alabama roster? And then do you think he publicly has changed where he won't throw darts in public?
Yeah, I don't think you'll see as much of that. But understand, when he got the Tennessee job back in 09, I guess it was, you know, Florida was a top dog, and he knew he had to do something to shake things up, even if it was controversial. I think he's going to bring an air of confidence to Ole Miss. Now, the thing about going after Saban's staff, let me tell you what, that is something you probably do not want to do, because Saban takes it personally if you go after his staff, particularly somebody who's worked for him. So I don't know that that's going to happen, because let's just say the head football coach at Alabama does not look on that very kindly at all.
Yeah, on that documentary the other night with Belichick, he mentioned that.
Yeah.
He singled out Tennessee and Georgia, so all of the talk is some possible friction surrounding he and Kirby Smart. There's got to be some truth to that.
Yeah, he does not like it. You know, he and Belichick were both talking about the fact. I watched that too. That was an incredible documentary. But they were both talking about the fact that, hey, if I help you along in your career and then you come back and bite me by taking my staff members, that's a pretty low blow, and I won't forget it.
Tony Barnhart, finishing up with him. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. CFB, TonyBarnhart.com as well. How worried should Georgia fans be about Mike Bobo now being at South Carolina?
Well, they're going to get better. I think Bobo's got a great track record of being an offensive coordinator. They've got skill, obviously, with Helinski at quarterback. They lose a great receiver in Brian Edwards. But I think Bobo's the guy that's going to improve them at the very beginning. He had a great track record at Georgia before he took the job at Colorado State. So, absolutely.
Let's figure out how much the game of college football has changed. I'm going to tell you can have your first overall choice, any OC you want, any DC you want, or any strength coach you want. Who are you taking?
I take Scott Cochran in Alabama, the strength coach. He's as good as it gets.
So your number one overall pick before an OC that you can choose or a DC that you can choose.
Man's going to develop both sides of the ball.
Well, but that's how the game has changed.
He's going to spend more time with your players than any head coach and any coordinator or any assistant coach. You have got to have that position buttoned down when you're building a program.
How excited is Georgia going to be to play in the Sugar Bowl?
That's a great question. I get the sense early on that they'll be more focused than they were against Texas a year ago when they weren't focused at all, and Texas was happy to be there. But we'll see. But I'm telling you guys, Baylor's a good football team. They play really good on defense. Don't forget they lost their quarterback, Brewer, in the Big 12 championship game. So that if Georgia's not ready to play, they're going to get beat.
Can I answer that? They'll be more excited than the Alabama guys getting ready to play in a Citrus Bowl.
How brutal is that going to be? I will say this, though, guys. I talked to some people from Alabama last week at the SEC championship game, and they said, just sit tight. You may be surprised at how many guys play in the bowl game. I says, okay, I'll pay attention.
Real quick, Tony, the NCAA, have they got a hand on this transfer portal? I'm not hearing much of it this year like we heard last year. Are the rules changed to where now people are a little afraid just to throw their name into the portal?
Joe, here's the deal, and this won't surprise you at all. The NCAA badly mismanaged the transfer portal at the very beginning by handing out transfer waivers.
Right.
When they probably shouldn't have gotten it. What the NCAA has done now, they've realized their era. So now they have backed off of that. So now I'm telling you, and I tell this everybody, guys who go into the portal now thinking they're going to get a waiver, those waivers are going to be few and far between for only the absolute worst circumstances. So guys had better go into that thing with their eyes wide open.
Yeah, Tony, we talked about it. They could not beat them, so they actually hired the lawyer that was beating them, and it didn't seem like it was very difficult to beat the NCAA at this.
No, that's exactly right. And so now the waivers of sitting out a year will be fewer and fewer and fewer now.
All right, Tony, we'll talk more about the playoffs, some of the bowl games, and some of the goings-on. Certainly there's going to be more breaking news by the time we speak next week. Appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Take care.
Tony Barnhart with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.